Hello, how's it? Welcome back to Cup of Taboo. I'm your host Tyler, and I have been away for a while. That's Mona, the cat. She's adorable, and she's trying to climb on the table. Anyway, I am back, kind of, for now. This is just going to be a quick little podcast episode, just to be like, how's it? I'm still around. You know, I haven't disappeared fully. So I just thought I would make a quick little brief little, like, you can't rub against that. Sorry. It's like having a child. I'm telling you, I freaking love her so much. You're just so sweet. Anyway, as I was saying, I thought I would just quickly pop back on and let everyone know what's happening, like, where I've been, and, like, sort of just have a bit of a chat, you know? It's not going to be a long episode. It's going to be a very, very, very short episode because it's kind of late and I am kind of tired, so. Anyway, so, yes, I hope that you are ready to get back into the taboo stories. I am ready to start recording again. I have dealt with my things, and I am definitely ready to get back into it, so you best believe I will be working on it. But yeah, so I hope that you're ready for your cup of taboo. I hope you're thirsty. Thirsty. I'm drinking a cup of coffee. It's 11 o'clock at night. Let's see how well this goes for me. Yes, thankfully it's a weekend. Today is not an episode with any purpose, or, well, the purpose is to just be like, hey, how's it? And to just kind of catch up. But there's no real thing that I'm going to be focusing on. I mean, I might just touch on a thing here and a thing there, you know, like the latest things that I've just been obsessing over. But yeah, I just wanted to sort of explain where I've been and apologize, because I know that for the few people that do listen to it, like, I get it. It's fun, and I feel absolutely horrible that I haven't been releasing episodes, and I've been wanting to, but every time I think about it, it's just like this weight that just gets added to my shoulders, and I'm like, ah, because I want to make it perfect, and I want to make it cool, and I want to make it fun, and then I panic because it's like I don't have the energy and the time, and then I just can't bring myself to do anything at all. So, yeah, I recently got a new job, which is fun and exciting, and I'm very thankful for it. It's quite cool. So, back in my old job, I had a lot more time to do my things. Like, it was like, I had a lot of freedom, which was so fantastic and fun and great, but there was not much growth happening there, which, you know, as a female in my 20s, I'm focused a little bit on growth, I suppose. But also, like, I have a brain that needs to be stimulated, and unfortunately, at that point, like, work just wasn't doing that for me, so I had to find a new thing, and I'm very thankful for what I'm in now. English, come to me, please. I got the opportunity to start working in production, which is really cool. Like, I am just a measly assistant right now, but it's cool. It's like I have the opportunity to work my way up, and it's super exciting. And, like, it's really cool to be able to see the background of the things that we watch, you know? So that's pretty cool. But in saying that, I am one of those people that I resist change at all costs. Well, at least, I was a person that resisted change at all costs. Change is scary, and the fear of failure is scary. And so when time came around to actually start preparing for the new job and, you know, starting the new job, this was a complete change to everything that I knew, because I'm jumping into this like completely blind. I have no idea what I'm doing. But it's that fear of change and that weird, like, not knowing what my routine was and not knowing exactly like how the job worked, like all of that sort of put me in a space where I was like, okay, I need to focus on just getting through each day as it is without adding extra stress on top of trying to learn a whole new set of skills for this new job. So I had to put everything basically on the back burner, and unfortunately, like, the podcast was part of that because I didn't have time, or at least I had time, but I didn't have energy to do the research or to do the recording or the editing or any of that kind of stuff. So I said, okay, you know, I gave myself a bit of grace. I gave myself some patience, and I was like, no, none of those words were right, I don't think, but you know what I mean. It was just, I had to be kind to myself and say, okay, you need to focus this time on just getting through each day and like learning as much as you can for the job so that you can do that. And it's like, it's cool giving up the things that you enjoy so that you can actually like get some success. I'm just joking. But yeah, so anyway, that's basically what happened. And I now feel like I'm in a place where I sort of understand what I'm doing, and I feel like I might have a bit of extra time, you know. Not really. I don't actually have much time at all, but I feel like now that I'm sort of understanding work, like, I feel like I'm not a complete dumbass. I feel like I can now start putting a new routine together, which is exciting and it's fun. So I can now like figure out when I'm going to exercise and, you know, when I'm going to meditate and all of this. And eventually also when I'm going to do the research, when am I going to do the actual recordings? And when am I going to edit? So I'm going to have to like figure this stuff out. And I know exactly what I want to talk about next. I've got so many exciting things that I want to do. I just need to now, like, actually be an adult and schedule things into, like, a diary and just do it instead of just kind of winging it like I've been doing. Hold on. I think you can hear my cat Tolstoy outside. Let me quickly go and let him in as well. Sorry, that was me busy allowing the floofy monster into the room, because, you know, we have to record with the doors closed. Sound is hard, as is recording, because I don't understand anything, basically. I feel like I am just kind of winging it, which is basically what I'm doing every day in life. So anyway, yeah, that's kind of where I've been. I have stopped. No, wait, let me rephrase that. I haven't stopped exercising. It's now winter, so it's cold and it rains, and it's like I don't exercise as much, which also does not help with the mental health. It's like, wow, who would have thought that, you know, a silly walk every day would actually help you to be happy? So yeah, that's like something that I actually just wanted to speak about. It's something that I don't think gets spoken about enough. It is actually quite a taboo topic. It's mental health. I feel like people don't... It's not given the openness and what is the words that I'm looking for? None of the words are working, because I'm just like freeballing this. I'm just kind of winging it as I'm going along, and I don't have any sort of script or anything for this. This is like a diary for everyone to listen to. But it's like mental health is something that people do not speak about enough, and some people get so weird and awkward about it. And it's like, you know, it's something that is very real. And I think it's definitely something that needs to be more spoken about, and something that needs to be more, like, people need to be more open about it. And it's like, you know, so people who don't struggle with their mental health don't seem to understand what it's like for people who do. And you get people who will be like, oh, we'll just get over it, or, oh, we'll just deal with it. Like, my dude, like, it's not that easy. Like, things don't just, like... You know, some people struggle with things. And, like, I mean, in terms of this kind of stuff, for me, I have ADD. And it's like, I was recently diagnosed with it, like, last year sometime. So it's like, when you sort of find that out much later in life, and you sort of, everything falls into place as to why you've been struggling with things and why certain things are a way, like a certain way for you. It falls into place and starts making a bit of sense. But then you kind of have this like, okay, well, if I had found this out much earlier, life could have been a lot easier, if you know what I'm saying. And I feel like there's so many people who just don't go to doctors to get diagnosed with their problems because they don't even realize that, you know, people just sort of push through and deal with things. And I feel like it's so important. Oh, now he wants to leave. This cat. No, come here. Psst, psst.
Bud, come.
I think it's so important for people to deal with their stuff and to go get help and to speak to people or, you know, figure they actually take action to, like, actually fix the problem. Because it won't just go away. And it's not just something that you can just ignore. It's something that you actively have to figure out and fix. So anyway, that to me is something that's been on my mind. And come here. And it's been something that's been bothering me because, you know, I have a lot of... why don't you just relax? Just chill. Get on the bed and chill. Why are you flicking your tail? I don't understand. So yeah, like, that's something that I just wanted to speak about because I feel like it's important. And it's like, I, like for me, it's not like I am like in dire need of any sort of thing. It's just that like, it's been tough adjusting to life. And it's okay to struggle and it's okay to admit that you're struggling and it's okay to admit that things are hard. That's just the one thing that I really wanted to say. And like, you know, I'm very thankful that I've got a wonderful support system and I've got wonderful friends. And it's just, you know, like being able to go out and walk in the mountains and stuff like that. Like, it's great. It's wonderful. I'm very thankful for all of that. And I just hope that other people, you know, if they're struggling, reach out and get help and deal with that kind of stuff. But moving on from that, I need to quickly let this dumb cat out. Hold on. Tolstoy, could you please? My dude. You meow to come in, and then what? If this makes my recording bad, it's on you, bud. It's on you. What are you looking at? Don't you hate it when cats just stare into, like, a corner of the room with their ears back? Like, okay, ghosts, please leave. Please go away now. Thank you. Anyway, so other than that, I've been thinking a lot about stuff, which is also never a good thing. But I've been thinking about, like, I watched Love on the Spectrum, the US version. Did I freaking cry in almost every episode? I'm telling you, it's beautiful. Oh my gosh. It just makes me so, like, ugh. Just love. Love is great. I love love. And it's like, it's so cute. That, like, I don't know. I think it's just adorable. But that was also, like, it started getting me thinking, like, people are very interesting mammals, you know? We want love. That's kind of like where humans go. They're like searching for a partner. I think it's like everyone is like, oh my gosh, I would just love to have a partner to do stuff with. It's true. But then like that leads me to thinking about the whole polygamy thing that I've been, like, I've have an episode on it, but that was more in a sexual sense. And then, I mean, I freaking watched a whole ass documentary today. What is it called? Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey on Netflix. Woo, child. It is interesting. Very interesting. It's basically about, what is it about? Something Latter-day Saints Church Reformed? No. It starts with an R or an F. Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints Church. And they're basically like a religious group that believes in polygamy, but like the men had multiple wives, and I think that the leader at one point had like 30 something wives, and like the one guy was talking and they were like, how many siblings do you have? And this guy's like, I've got like 63 siblings. What? I'm sorry, I don't think I have the emotional capacity to have a romantic relationship with more than one person, never mind like 20 something and then popping out like 30 children. No, thank you. That is quite horrifying to me. But you see, no, this is something that's interesting. To me, that's taboo. That is highly taboo. But for them, it's completely normal. And this is the interesting thing about taboo, because I've had some people say to me, like, oh, but like, you know, why do you cover serial killers? That's not really taboo. And like, why do you cover haunted things? Like, that's not taboo either. Because taboo is technically something that is frowned upon by a certain group of people. And you can almost look at anything as taboo. Murdering is taboo in most cultures. I almost want to say all, but it's not. But, you know, it is taboo to murder somebody. It is taboo to eat somebody. Like, quite taboo. In some cultures and in some beliefs, some religions, some people's ideas, it is taboo to think about the occult and, like, magic and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, in other people's ideas, it is taboo to swear. It's just, you know, in so many, everybody's got their own beliefs and ideas and systems and whatever. And it's like, you look at it and it's like, whoa, okay. Like, if I had to look at the things that I find as taboo, underage children marrying old men who already have 20 wives, to me, that's taboo. And, you know, if you're going to murder 15 people and then, like, do weird stuff with their bodies, that's taboo. It's, to me, I don't understand those things. I frown upon them. But then in the same breath, for me, talking about sex is completely normal. I think it should be normalized and it should be an open thing because it is such a natural thing. But to so many people in so many cultures and religions, speaking about it is taboo. Being open about it is taboo. It's like, oh, you can't do that. So this is like the thing, like, I just wanted to like clear the air on that because I was getting a little bit of like, just like a little bit of confusion, I think. So yeah. So anyway, that being said, I am done with this episode. It's now almost 20 minutes long. Okay, it's not going to be that long. I'm going to edit out a lot of the pieces. But yeah, I'm just letting you guys know that I will be back soon, very soon. I'm going to actually finish some what's it called now? Some research, and I'm going to try and get some recording done in the week, and then I'm going to try and like figure out the timing so that I can actually get the stuff done and actually make it like a proper wonderful thing for everyone. I don't think I'll be releasing episodes weekly like I was trying to do, at least not for now. I think that what I'm going to do is I'm just going to try and do it. I'm going to try and aim for once every second week or once every third week to release like a decent episode so that you guys at least have some sort of idea when things will come out. And then when things do fall into place properly and once I've got a proper routine up, then maybe I can push it to be every second week, or you know what I'm saying. But for now, I'm not going to make any promises because every time I make a promise, I break it and then I feel terrible and I go on this weird guilt trip because I have just ruined my whole podcast basically. Yeah. So overthinking. So anyway, yeah, I hope that you guys like are well and I hope that everything is good your side. If not, feel free to like message me, you know. And if you want to talk about some weird stuff, let me know. We can catch up and we can chat. But I hope that you guys have a wonderful week further. And yeah, come back when I post my new episode. Please. Please don't leave me. I've missed you. Okay, love you. Bye.